One prayer could change your life. Have you ever wondered about the Holy Spirit and his relevance in your life, your career, your family? I've concluded that most Christians are more confused about him than enlightened and empowered. John the Baptist was a legendary leader in Israel. He encouraged people to come back to God. He moved to the wilderness, and thousands sought him out for cleansing and a new life shift towards God. John the Baptist described his mission in Matthew 3:11. I baptize you with water for repentance, but after me comes one who is more powerful than I, whose sandals I'm not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. Last year, I helped lead a team to Israel, and I brought my grandson with us. It was epic. One memory that forever will be branded in our minds was our baptism of the Jordan River. It's close to the same spot where John baptized people. Jesus was baptized. John's baptism was to remove compromise and sin, but Jesus' baptism drenches us with the Holy Spirit and fire. Wow. Do you know that Jesus wants to dunk you in the Holy Spirit and fire? Can you imagine what that will feel or look like? The baptism of Jesus is a very personal and unique experience. You will have a very intimate and powerful encounter with God. A man recently came up to me at the gym and shared the troubles in his marriage. And he was broken. I felt his pain. At the end of our conversation, I asked him if he'd like to try something new. He agreed, of course, because when you're in pain, you'll try anything. I asked him to pray one simple request to God. Lord, please fill me with your Spirit. He found me in the gym a few days later and said, "What did you do to me? All I want to do is read the Bible and help people." Would you pray the same type of prayer and see what happens next? Life in the Spirit starts with an invitation and ends with an experience that will set your life on fire. Because you're a miracle. And I'm Paul Mark Goulet.